Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
We thank you very much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on Close Up Radio Live. As we welcome back, continue our series with Aaron Newman of Spirits Wisdom Healing, located in Memphis, Tennessee, co-founder of Spirits Wisdom Healing in Memphis, serving for life purpose by helping clients worldwide learn how to live their best lives. Aaron and her business partner, Aditi, work together in each session, only requesting the client's name, location, and age unless embarking on life coaching, which involves a brief questionnaire. As we mentioned previously, Spirit's Wisdom really is incredible. The healing is extraordinary. They offer five basic services: remote spirit release, intuitive personal coaching, a private sitting of connections with spirit, mini energy clearings, and distance Reiki. And the course in Fundamentals of Spirit Practice was sold out, but now is open. And they're booking now for the June dates, and we'll really dive in to expand more and explore more about what that course is, the benefits of it, and how you can get involved and participate as well. So they are very excited to announce here on the show that it is open and available, and to secure your spot. We'll tell you how you can do that in just a minute. Spirits Wisdom Healing, again, founded on the traditional Western medicine techniques. Not only has Aaron worked with seniors and adults for almost two decades as a practicing optometrist and professor of ocular disease, Aditi is trained in clinical psychology, and she's worked with special needs children and adults in crisis. With Aditi's education experience, they bring both spiritual and concrete perspectives to each session. The greatest achievement is when you're able to help a client successfully shift and let go. Spirit Wisdom Healing is accredited by the International Practices, practitioners, that is, of holistic medicine. They don't need to practice. They've already mastered it. So it's the International Practitioners of Holistic Medicine. They've done all the practice already. Aaron Newman and Aditi and Spirit Wisdom Healing, you can find more about them by going to spiritswisdomhealing.com. And again, it's really an extraordinary thing that they do. To talk about this, and again, the course coming up and lots more, let's welcome Aaron Newman back to Close Up Radio as we continue our exclusive series together. Aaron, welcome back to the show. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Good morning, Jim. It's a pleasure to be back with you today. Thanks so much.
You are very, very welcome. It's a pleasure to have you here as well. And we've got so much to tackle. And it's exciting also to hear that the course that we sort of teased last week, Fundamentals of Spiritual Practice, was full at the time, but now it's open and available. First, before we tell people how, you know, they can avail themselves of the opportunity and participate, tell us again, or maybe we can dig in deeper with some examples, what Fundamentals of Spiritual Practice is all about and how you've designed the course and some of the incredible things that you do.
Sure, I would love to go into all of that. Aditi and I really felt strongly after we had been working together for about 2 years that we wanted to be able to give back in a way that would be resonant for people who are just starting out on their spiritual journey, their spiritual awakening. When we began our process of awakening, we were both quite overwhelmed with what was available to us. You can get on the internet, you can get on YouTube. The amount of information and the different types of information can be quite overwhelming when you're just beginning your journey. So we felt really strongly that a way that we could give back would be to design a course where we really start at the ground level, basic information that's easy to interpret, easy to incorporate into your daily life, not overwhelming with the verbiage, but just grassroots, starting at the ground floor for people who want basic information. So we spent a lot of time on Zoom, just the two of us, designing our course, trying to make it as user-friendly as possible. So that's where we started. We've had courses. They've been great. We've enjoyed working with students. It's just been a real pleasure helping people at the beginning of their journeys.
It's important. So let's talk about, you know, the course in terms of what people can expect, what you hope for. Is it designed for a specific person who's experiencing certain things in their life? Tell us your vision for it.
The vision was to help people begin a healthy spiritual practice. We really wanted people to understand the mechanics of meditation. That word sometimes brings people to a panic because they think, oh, I can't meditate. I can't get out of my headspace. You know, I can't concentrate. So we really try to tailor it to people who are just starting out. Maybe they have spiritual gifts, intuitive gifts, psychic gifts, and they don't really know how to utilize them. Maybe they just want to heal their self. Maybe they just want to have a better relationship with their higher self. There are a lot of reasons why people want to begin a spiritual practice, and so the course is designed to help you do just that. And we do start with the first module of the course is about meditation. So we talk about meditation. We talk about the different types of meditation, and we kind of help you ease into a meditative practice. We do guided meditations at the end of every course. Every day that we have the course, we do a guided meditation with the students just to help them get comfortable with the process. They get a little bit longer as the course goes on. Sometimes it's hard for folks to sit still, so we try to really ease into it as the weeks progress.
That's fantastic. It really sounds quite exciting. And this, again, is done over Zoom, so people literally could be anywhere, right?
Oh, yes. Our students are from all over the world. So what did we do before Zoom? I mean, Zoom is just such an incredible platform to use. I don't know what we did before it. But the class, we have decided, and again, it's open. It's on our website, spiritswisdomhealing.com. The course is very much, you can read all about it. There's a lot of information on the website, but I can give you a little rundown of the course. So we're going to start on June the 2nd. That's a Sunday. The course will always be on a Sunday. We find that to be an easy day for people to connect. The course will be 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern. That's consistent each week. The times don't change. We try to limit it to an hour and a half if possible. We know people are busy. They have a lot going on with their day. So we do try to limit the time. The course is designed for 12 people. And the reason we like to keep the numbers small is we like our students to be able to share their experiences. We want them to feel comfortable with us. We want them to feel comfortable with their classmates. So it's important to give them share time. If you've got 20, 30, 40 people in a class, it loses its intimacy. So we limit it to 12. Again, like I said, first week we're going to jump in with meditation. We're going to give you the nuts and bolts of that, how it works, how it benefits you, why it's an important cornerstone for spiritual practice. The next week we're going to talk about your energetic body and your chakra system. That's such an important component of a spiritual practice, is understanding your energetic body, all the layers of your energetic body, how your chakra system works, how you can keep it healthy and flowing optimally. That week is probably my favorite week of the course because it's scientific. There's a lot of science in that class, but it's also very holistic and spiritual as well. The third week, we're going to talk about spiritual hygiene. That's just how to keep yourself healthy, grounded, safe, discerning what you're working with, what you're feeling, what you're experiencing, when you do begin a spiritual practice and you do open yourself up to spirit, when you open yourself up to learning about other dimensions, other vibrations, it's very important that you also learn how to keep yourself grounded, keep yourself protected, keep yourself safe. You don't want to open up to everything out there. So we teach you how to be safe in your practice, how to ground yourself, and how to protect yourself. So that's the third week. The fourth week, we go into healing the self. We talk about past life regression. We talk about breath work, mantras. We talk about gratitude, forgiveness. We really try to help you learn how to fundamentally heal the self. The final week, we just put it all together. It's kind of like a recap. We let the students kind of have the floor, let them talk about their experiences, what they've learned, what they've experienced, what they've benefited. And we also like feedback, what worked, what didn't work, how would you change this, how would you change that. We really want them to be involved because this is really about giving back. We've been so fortunate to have such great teachers along the way, such great mentors along the way. This is really just a way for us to give back and give you information that you can digest and utilize in a simple way.
That's wonderful. It really, really is. Three qualities that make spirit wisdom healing unique. Well, you don't ask clients for background information before the session. You're a doctor of optometry and a GDS clinical psychologist, both practice Western medicine before starting your spiritual journey, and you work together in each session. Tell us about those things that add to the uniqueness of what you do.
Well, first, I believe that the fact that I am an American citizen and Aditi lives in India, that sets us apart because we come from such different backgrounds. Our upbringings were different. Our education was different. Everything about where we started is different, but we're able to come together and utilize our strengths together in a way that we can provide, I want to say, a very well-rounded approach to healing, a well-rounded approach to mediumship, a well-rounded approach to everything that we do because we are so very different. And the work that we do, it's almost like you get a two-for-one. If you're sitting down for an intuitive coaching session, you get both our perspectives. You get perspectives from both of our spirit guides. If we are doing a course, I'll teach a module and she'll teach a module. But we're both there offering our own opinions, our own experiences. So I feel like even when we're doing tarot card readings or, again, the intuitive coaching, you're getting two different perspectives. So it's almost like a two-for-one. And I feel like I think that helps with international clients as well because the cultures are different. And we do have a lot of Indian clients. So it's just beneficial to have the two different perspectives.
You know, it is special. And like you said, the fact that one is here and one's in India is really absolutely extraordinary how it all comes together. So you work with the clients worldwide to help everyone find this path to their highest good. Maybe you can share with us what you mean, maybe define by the highest good. Good for whom? Is it individuals, humanity at large? Tell us about that.
So I have a belief system when it comes to highest good. Of course, if you ask someone that question, Jim, you're going to get a million different answers from a million different people.
Yeah.
But I'm going to give you my intuitive knowing about what your highest good is. So my belief system is, when you come in to this incarnation, this lifetime on the earth plane, I believe that you come in with a blueprint of what you want to learn, what you want to accomplish, and how you want to go about it. And it's a loose blueprint. It's because we have free will. But I do believe that we come in with a blueprint and a plan for this lifetime. And I think when you are in alignment with your highest good, you are on the path for growing and learning and being in alignment with your soul's purpose. So that is what I believe your highest good is. And I also believe that if you are working in your highest good, you are in alignment with the highest good of others as well. I think it all flows. And I do believe that if we fall off the path drastically of what the blueprint was, I do believe our spirit guides can bump us into the right direction again. But they can interfere with your free will. They can maybe whisper in your ear, you know, that little voice in the back of your head that says, don't go that way. but they can't pick you up and put you back on the path. So, but I believe that's what the highest good is. And I think when you are in your highest good, when you are in that alignment with the highest good, things flow. You are able to work optimally. And I feel like you, like it's just like the lily pads. You just jump from lily pad to lily pad. They just appear. And you're in alignment with what you're here to do, here to learn. I think we're all here to learn. I think this is a school. I think Earth is a school, and we're here to learn, and we're here to learn to advance our soul ultimately at the end of the day.
That's very true, and then share it with the world, which is a beautiful thing to do as well. Let's go over for those who might be listening for the first time, or perhaps maybe didn't hear everything we were talking about the last time, the various services, the healing services that you offer, things like remote spirit release, which I know is your passion, like we talked about last week, and the intuitive personal coaching, private sittings for connection with spirit, mini energy clearings, Reiki, tarot readings, and of course, which we talked about earlier, the fundamentals of spiritual practice. Let's talk about some of those healing services and maybe break them out for listeners who are joining us today.
So I'll start with the remote spirit release because that is our biggest service. I would say Aditi's most passionate about this service as well. But remote spirit release, I'm just going to call it spirit release. It's an alternative holistic healing modality. It was created by the late Dr. Terrence Palmer. It is a 12-step protocol, so there are 12 inquiries that are made. We do not deviate from that. That is what remote spirit release is. And the aim is to restore energetic balance and provide guidance moving forward for the client. So I'm, for the sake of time, I'm not going to go through all 12 inquiries. You can read about them on our website, spiritswisdomhealing.com. If you just select the remote spirit release on the website, the whole protocol pops up and you can read through it. But basically, I'm going to talk about the mechanics of spirit release. We always work together as a team, Aditi and I. This is a remote service. The client does not have to be present for the service. One person on the team works as the facilitator. The facilitator is responsible for grounding the session, recording the session in an audio file, and also asking the inquiries. So that's what the facilitator does. The other person on the team works as the medium. The medium connects with their spirit guide, and the spirit guide is a spirit that you work with. And I like to think of them as tenured professors. They're really good at what they do. They're very, very, they've been around a long time, and they're really good at what they do. So the facilitator asks the questions or the inquiries, and the medium gives the information from the spirit guide. So the medium channels the answers from the spirit guide. So the medium just acts as the channel. And Aditi and I work with different spirit guides. Sometimes she's the medium. Sometimes I'm the medium. We just kind of know which person needs to do what on any given day. We'll look at our what do you call it, our spreadsheet, and she'll know, well, I feel more drawn to that client, and I'll know, or I feel more drawn to that client. We just kind of know who we need to work with as far as being the medium in the session. So that happens. We create an audio file, and that's what gets sent to the client. So the client can hear everything that was said during the session. And we find that to be more helpful than a written document, because a written document, sometimes things get left out. But when you actually have the audio file, you can hear everything that was said. You can kind of pick it apart, and you can refer back to it anytime you need to, because there is a lot of guidance that comes through in the session. So we find that our clients appreciate the audio file more than a written document. Again, spirit release, a good analogy for that is it's kind of like spring cleaning. If you hire me to come in and spring clean your home, I'm going to clean every baseboard. I'm going to go through every closet, every drawer, get rid of every cobweb, whatever's there that's not supposed to be there, I'm going to clean it up and get rid of it. So that's a good analogy for spirit release.
That is a good one. Yeah, it sort of really gives an idea of what it's all about. And I mentioned, you know, some of these incredible things that you do, and I would imagine there's some that really stand out as popular for the clients. Which of the services, you know, tarot readings, Reiki, all of it, the mini energy clearings and everything that we've been talking about, what are some services that just seem to be the most popular or people can't get enough?
Well, spirit release is our most popular service. We have clients that, depending on their spiritual practice and what they're involved with, some like to get a spirit release yearly, some like to get it every 6 months. It just depends on the client and their spiritual practice. The other really popular service that we offer is the mini energy clearing. And what that, and Aditi and I love these because they're quick, they're efficient, and they are so very functional. But the mini energy clearing is the first four inquiries of spirit release. So we have a lot of clients that like to get a mini clearing every month, every 2 months, just depending, again, on their spiritual practice. They may get the biggie, the big spirit release every year, and then they do the minis, you know, monthly. It's just a great way to have a quick spiritual tune-up. We look at your fields, your energetic fields. We look at your chakra system. Occasionally, some guidance will come through as well. So it's just an abbreviated form of spirit release. So that's really popular as well. It's a lot less expensive than the remote spirit release, but it's the same process. We work together as a team. You've got a facilitator. You've got your medium. We send you the audio file of the mini clearing. So that's probably those are our two most popular services. We do tarot readings within the intuitive coaching. That comes through. People love that, the tarot readings. I know you've said you've had a tarot reading before. So
yeah,
a lot of information comes through in those cards. They're very illustrated. There's a lot of innuendo in the card as well. So tarot readings are quite popular, too.
That's terrific. Tarot reading, I encourage anybody who's never had it to definitely check it out. You'll be very, very surprised probably by some of the results. You know, we talk about the private sittings for connection with spirit. Maybe we can expand on that. Do you have some examples of some success stories with that incredible work that you do there?
So the private sittings for connection with spirit, that can be done via Zoom, live on Zoom. That can be done in person. It can be done on the telephone as well. And basically what that is, Aditi and I are both evidential mediums. We have been trained by an evidential medium in the UK. We still sit in circle with him once a week. I think we'll do that lifelong because mediumship is, I don't think you could ever really be a professional medium. I think you're a practicing medium. And what we do as evidential mediums is we connect with spirit for our clients. So if you want to connect with loved ones, and spirit, we can do that for you. However, when we do that, the way that we like to describe it is, if you want to have a sitting, it's almost like having a party with spirit. You invite who you would like to come. They can decide if they want to come or not. Just like on the earth plane, if you get invited to a party, you can decide if you want to come to the party or not. So we sit down with the client, we connect with spirit, and we give you evidence of survival. So we give you information that we would not be able to know. Like we could say, oh, I've got your dad here. And we could give you his physical description, his personality. He can give us memories of things that you did together when you were growing up. He could talk about what's going on in your life right now. He can offer guidance around that. So that's what a private sitting is. The main thing about a private sitting is spirit is they're very wise, and they know who needs to come through, and they also know what needs to be said. So you may not always connect with the person that you want to connect with. We don't have a hold over spirit. They choose. But 9 times out of 10, what comes through is exactly what the client needs, and they're very pleased with the sitting. There are occasions when someone may want to connect with a spouse or a child or, you know, a loved one that recently passed, and that person doesn't come through. And that can be disappointing for the client, but everything that comes through is for the client's highest good, so you just have to trust in spirit that what's coming through is what's required for the client at that given time. So that's what a private sitting is.
You know, it's really amazing. You use the tarot and the Reiki in the practice, and these tools can be used remotely, or do clients have to be in person with you for tarot and for Reiki?
You know, they both can be remote. Obviously, it's more intimate if it's live or in person, but they both can be remote.
Great. Why do you love doing this so much, Erin? You really have carved out a beautiful thing, you and Aditi.
You know, it's really been such a humbling experience learning and feeling confident in connecting with spirit, connecting with our spirit guides. We trust them. They trust us. They deliver. They come to every spirit release. They're at every intuitive coaching session. They're at every sitting. And the more we work with them and the more we put our trust in them, the better job that we can do giving to our clients the healing that they need. It's just such a gift to be able to work with spirit and connect with spirit and get information from spirit to help people heal, to help people move forward with their life. And it's also, we just really love working with people who want to learn and want to grow in their spiritual practice. We like to help people develop their spiritual gifts. If you have those gifts, if you have psychic abilities, if you have mediumistic abilities, we want to help you tap into that because we want you on our team. We want you to help serve the collective, help serve humanity, help people heal, help people change, help people shift. It's full circle. Not only is it delivering a spirit release or giving a coaching session, it's also about development, helping those that are in the beginning stages develop their spiritual practice so they can move forward and join in the healing arts. There's not enough of us out there. You know, the more the merrier, because the world really needs it.
It needs it. Absolutely right. And good thing that you are there. I will encourage folks to make connection with you by going to spiritswisdomhealing.com. That's spiritswisdomhealing.com. Our special guest, Erin Newman of Spirits Wisdom Healing, Erin, thanks for joining us here on the show. A real pleasure. Hopefully we'll chat some more, expand some more, maybe even hear some testimonials and more success stories of this extraordinary work that you're doing. But a pleasure having you on the show and learned so much, and I know our listeners have as well. And it's a really feel-good, release endorphins type of conversation, positivity, inspiring, healing, and I think our world does need more of that. Hope you enjoyed the time with me as much as I have with you, Erin.
It's been fantastic. Thank you so much, Jim.
You are very, very welcome. You keep up the extraordinary work that you're doing that impacts the lives of others in such a beautiful and spirited way. Erin Newman joining us here again. SpiritsWisdomHealing.com is the website. And again, inquire again about the coaching and the course and everything that they have available, especially if you want to be a part of it right now. And I encourage you to, because it's really exciting, especially the fundamentals of spiritual practice. That course is open and available, so make sure you reserve quickly because it will sell out and fill out and very, very popular. All right, we thank Erin and we thank you as well. Jim Masters here. Thank you for your time this time. Till next time on Close Up Radio Live. Don't move an inch. In 30 minutes, I'll be right here in the host chair again with another great guest for you. Till then, for all of us, have a great day. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.